Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's DJV Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another hour of research, of information, questions, and answers for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a well-known cardiologist. His practice at his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology. You are welcome. You're encouraged, in fact, to connect to Ken. He can have you in his office. He can have you on the phone. He can have you in telemedicine. Fabulous way for you to get a really good checkup from somebody who is, yes, a cardiologist, and yes, foremost as a researcher, but he also has lots of practical knowledge and applies it. As he's happy to tell you as listeners to this program, he doesn't use much of anything that he learned in school because things have changed so much. And maybe we start with that by looking at the COVID situation this week and all the changes, the contradictions, people not knowing what to believe. This report that we have, our conversations every weekend, we should call Contradictions in Medicine, because there are so many. You know, do you take a booster with J&J? No. Some say yeah. Some say no. I think the lady that runs the CDC was pretty frank this week. Did you see any of that testimony?
I did not.
Yeah. She was going back through all the history, if you will, of what they have researched and telling people that they ought to put their big boy pants on, because research is just that. It's not perfect. It's aimed at finding answers to questions, and because the questions are different now and the answers are different now, you shouldn't be critical of science or medicine because they change the answers to the questions.
I think, Doug, if I could just a little bit rephrase it, because I know that this bugs the you-know-what out of you when these things change. And you're framing it, in all due respect, I think you're framing it a little bit, but with your own opinion.
Okay.
This is a new disease, in all due respect, this is a new disease. And we had a new bug. The variant was different than the original strain. So the answers are going to be different, and the facts are going to change.
So don't be telling us in such firm form.
Give me a second. And we're going to learn what we do now, we're going to learn new in the future as we study this darn thing more and more. So so don't write anything down in pen. Put it in pencil.
I'm not criticizing that part of it. What I'm criticizing is that the people who are in your shoes in many cases don't dare vary from the quote-unquote guidance, lest they lose their license or be put into a box or be criticized by the news media because they didn't follow the guidelines, which in many instances are either A, wrong, misplaced, or completely accurate.
But you're being a little harsh. They're the They're the best we have at the moment. You can only make decisions based on the evidence you have at the moment. And if the evidence evolves because you learn more, then you will.
Nobody's criticizing that. What I'm characterizing this as the hammer approach rather than the velvet glove approach. If you don't do what the government says, we're going to take your license away. I think that's wrong.
If we say that again,
the government says if you don't do, I want to do a. I told you the story, I think, on the air a couple of weeks ago when I went to get my third shot.
But we're all under those rules.
We shouldn't be. You're the experts; they aren't. So you should be able to figure out your own.
Run for office. Okay. Because those are the rules. We have to operate under rules. We're all licensed, and if we don't operate under the rules, we're going to lose our license.
See, there it is. It's the heavy hammer, and some people who've lost licenses are still great practitioners. They just didn't follow the rules, and I think that's...
When you get on the highway, you may not like the rules, but you follow them, right? I hope.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, not always.
Because you'll lose your permission to use your to drive your car.
And, yeah, that's a good example.
And we don't want to lose our permission to practice medicine.
No.
It's a permission. It's not a right.
Yeah, well, but you've earned the right to practice if you get good grades in school. You know, that's another thing. Very interesting. This is a side conversation for a minute here. You know, you don't know, when you go to a doctor, you don't know whether he was ahead of his class or the last in his class. You just know he's got a shingle. I'm Dr. Mapufnik.
Well, you know,
I specialize in.
You know that he graduated, he made a level, and people's talents over the years change. I mean, who might have been, you know, a lot of it's motivation, a lot of it is cognitive abilities, but, you know, there's a combination of motivation, continued education, and original ability, and you know, things may change. I've seen some of my own colleagues, you know, amazingly grow over time. You know, the unexpected superstar. And so it's hard, you know, it's just hard to know.
I get it. All right, couple of COVID things here. We'll spend part of the program on COVID, and then we'll spend some time on some other items of interest here medically. What happens here is that Ken goes through all the medical journals every week, and he calls out the things that he thinks are of most interest and import to you, the listeners of this program. So one of the things here is a focus on mild COVID-19 and how obesity. This has been a solid theme of our discussion and mine on all the other programs that I do, how it is that people don't get that if you're way overweight, you're going to be number one on the hit parade with COVID and other, I guess, stuff as well, yeah?
Sure. Well, let's define mild, moderate, and severe COVID-19 because hopefully it's clear, but severe COVID-19 is the kind where you end up in the hospital. That's by definition. And mild or moderate are obviously less than being hospitalized. Mild can be even minimal, almost no symptoms. Moderate, you know, you're pretty sick, but you aren't sick enough to get into the hospital. And so these mild symptoms, where sometimes it's even minimal, what it is saying in this article published this week in Influenza and Other Respiratory Viruses is that even the mild version of COVID, the symptoms seem to be worse in the obese, and we know the severe form is, and the problem with mild COVID is it can linger. You can get long haul symptoms. 1 month later, you can have symptoms. So even when you're obese, you have to be concerned that you just have a mild case that they may linger, and it becomes a real unpleasant life.
All right, so that's a good reason for us to focus for a moment here on DJV Health, the benefits of losing the weight. The natural way is the best way to do it, and the best natural way to lose weight, to get healthy, as Ken is suggesting the right way, is to take Calitrin. Calitrin has a weight loss formula that doesn't involve drugs or stimulants. It's pretty much all basic stuff, aloe vera and enzymes, and collagen, which is what our body needs. You'll go on to toploss.com, which is their website, and see all of the attestations from people who have been on Calitrin for a while. There's a guy that listens to this program named Dave, lives in Oregon, says, quote, "I've tried all different kinds of products for weight loss. Calitrin seems to be the one that works best for me. I've lost 25 pounds in 3.5 months. Okay, so there's something to research when you go to toploss.com. Look for his story. Let's go look through all the stories and see which one is the most comparable to yours, and then look at that person's experience and follow what they've done successfully. You want success, right? Otherwise, why would you do it? Ken says he doesn't know anybody who's obese that lives to be over 80. I've never seen any fat old people, and you haven't either. So live to take care of your family and enjoy life. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. Sign up for Calitrin. Take it for 6 months. That's what I recommend, at least to get started. And now it's easy to get 6 months because you only pay for three. Get three free. That's the fall special at toploss.com. And when you use the DJV code to get this special deal, you also will not have to pay for shipping. So let's lose weight the natural way. Awesome results. toploss.com. Check out with the code DJV. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Mystery solved. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When relationships go awry, oftentimes people say, I don't understand. How could it have come to this? And I believe that they genuinely might not likely know. But what I know, however, is that the fastest way to solve this kind of riddle is by beginning by operating on the assumption that both people in a relationship played a role in every interaction. Because the moment couples recognize that they both equally play a role, not the same role, and that doesn't mean they did the same actions, but that they both played a role, well then they can start to break down how each of their roles contributed to their current predicament. And any time a couple can move from blame to understanding, they are most definitely on a path to either reconnecting or parting amicably. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Okay, so let's get into the FDA this week authorizing Moderna and J&J booster shots. So how is this going to work? Remember back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, I asked the question, can I get a Moderna shot because I think it's more effective? And you said, no, they don't want you to do that. Now it's okay. Right?
This is in the league of making Doug's head explode. So let's expand this league. And,
okay.
And as I'm quoted earlier, what I say is I've never seen an obese 90-year-old male.
90-year-old.
But let's go further into this league. And what we learned this week, and it's still half-baked because only half of the authorities have given their opinion. That's the FDA opinion, and the FDA first said that they weren't going to approve the booster of Moderna, and the background is FDA and CDC have approved Pfizer booster, and Pfizer got ahead because they gave the data earlier to the FDA. Israel is using Pfizer, so there's all this Israeli good data. So Pfizer was approved to be given as a booster. And many of us, myself included, got under the guidelines for giving out the Pfizer booster, And separately, in order to approve the Moderna booster, the Moderna had to give their data on showing safety and effectiveness. And first you get the FDA as a group saying that they didn't think yet that we should be allowing Moderna. And then a few days later, you had the FDA advisory group recommending that we do give the Moderna, and with some controversy. And then this week we heard the FDA listen to the FDA advisory committee, and the FDA said, yes, the Moderna booster is acceptable. And what also the FDA said was, the Johnson & Johnson booster is okay, but they also say you can mix and match if you get the booster. My advice is if you had Johnson & Johnson single, after 2 months, get either Moderna or Pfizer, and then Moderna or Pfizer, either one.
You just made my case for me. Thank you. All right, we continue with Dr. Ken on DJV Health.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With Dr. Ken now. I'm so happy when Ken Kronhaus joins us. It's really ear-opening, if you will. Pay attention. Your mind, as he suggested, my mind explodes because of all these contradictions. And I just want you to know that it's very frustrating for me as a layman and for you as a listener, but can you imagine how frustrating it is for Ken as a doctor to have to, he probably knows better, but he doesn't dare, but he doesn't want to swim against the grain, swim against the tide or whatever it is, swim upstream. So anyway, we move on to a couple of things. I wonder what you're thinking about the Delta comeback in England, and is this a warning sign for us? Because they do things differently, it would seem. We think we're getting to the bottom end of Delta. Now, could we be, for people who are traveling over there, their stuff, do we now go back into that same hole again?
Boy, we're going to put that out there because I was so hoping that the end of October is like the beginning of June. Because if we all remember the happiness and hope we had in the beginning of June of this year, 2021, yeah, we began to feel like we're getting over this, pulling the masks off, going back to our lives, and then July 4th hit us with the Delta variant and was all mm-hmm. downhill from there. Mm-hmm. And it's beginning to feel like this, at least in America, that this is getting better, it's going away. And I'm just hoping if there's not another new variant, that this is going to move into either totally go away as some of these viruses have in the past or become more like the flu where, mm-hmm. you know, it'll come and go, wax and wane, and we can deal with it.
All right. Speaking of the flu, the number of cases already up appreciably this season, correct?
Yes, we gave this potential warning a few weeks ago, and it was verified this week by Walgreens based on how much product they're selling to fight the flu, the amount of drugs they're fighting, and there's been a big blip up. And compared to last year when I don't know anyone who had the flu, I mean, there were literally several hundred Americans who had the flu as opposed to tens of thousands, close to 100,000 of people who get the flu each year. Last year, almost nobody. And the feeling was last year, all the extra protection we made for COVID probably helped. But now we don't have much natural immunity anymore for flu, and this year may come back in a big way. And it's coming back in a little bit of a big way so far. So the good advice is, my humble opinion, get your flu shot. And interestingly, Doug, you may get a kick out of this. This will, as a physician, many of us who practice at hospitals, we can't get our privileges unless we show proof of flu vaccine and proof of COVID. And, you know, I got my email yesterday reminding me by November 9th, if I don't have proof of my flu vaccine, I don't have privileges.
So you're, I think I told you this. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. I told a couple of other people. For the first time in my life, I got a flu shot this fall. Did I tell you that? I don't remember whether I told you that or not.
Last year you got one.
No, I didn't get one last year. I got one this fall.
You're
this
talking
fall.
About for the current season.
For the current season, I got the first flu shot I ever got.
And you survived to tell about it.
Well, I've never thought that I needed it, and I've never had the flu, and I never had a flu shot. But I just kind of, the rumblings in my head just led me to believe. And this is the thing for people. Make up your own mind. Don't let somebody cow you into either doing it one way or another. What do you instinctively feel best with? Do you lean on the advice of people like Ken? And if you do, but you make up your own mind, that's swell, because that's the thing for you to do. But the more people who seemingly get these inoculations, the more we're able to protect the population in general, and you and your family as well. Moving along now, we'll come back with another half hour of Dr. Ken, a couple of more COVID questions, and then into other realities in the world of medicine, food, all that good stuff here on DJV Health.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you ever heard of a smart washing machine? Well, the term smart home essentially refers to the connected appliances and devices in your home. And Samsung is a leader in this category with their new smart dial front loader washers and dryers, using artificial intelligence to more efficiently do your laundry. Samsung's Jeff Ingram has more.
These are the first washer and dryers within Samsung's lineup to use artificial intelligence. And what that's going to do is it's going to actually learn the user's preferences and start recommended optimal washing and drying cycles based on how you use the washer and dryer. It's going to take into consideration how much water is used, basically the type of load that you have, more efficiently. It's also going to enable you as to how much liquid detergent for optimizing the load that's in the laundry.
Check out the future of laundry at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to hold former President Trump's White House aide Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 229. The nays are 202. The resolution is adopted.
The Justice Department has received a referral. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Department of Justice will do what it always does in such circumstances. It will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
The FBI has identified human remains found at a Florida nature preserve as those of Brian Laundrie, who is a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. The backpack and a notebook, which were found near his remains, were discovered on Wednesday. He disappeared on September 14th, 2 weeks after he returned to his parents' home. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The House Judiciary Committee, which is known for its combativeness, had the opportunity to question Merrick Garland for the first time since he became Attorney General. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
The Attorney General taking heat from Republicans after announcing that the FBI will intervene when parents cross the line at school board protests. Merrick Garland saying at a House hearing he believes parents who protest peacefully should not be labeled terrorists, but doing so violently is certainly not protected speech. He also had this to say to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle about his job.
Keeping our country safe requires protecting its democratic institutions, including the one we sit in today, from violent attack. As the committee is well aware, the department is engaged in one of the most sweeping investigations in its history in connection with the January 6th attack.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has been released from the hospital after spending the night for tests described as preliminary investigations, according to Buckingham Palace. The 95-year-old monarch was admitted to King Edward VIII Hospital after canceling a trip to North Ireland. Her hospital stay was the first in 8 years. She's expected to attend the upcoming Glasgow Climate Change Summit. She's been busy despite the death of her husband, Prince Philip, earlier this year. The Queen is celebrating her 70th year as Britain's monarch. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Another weekend, another focus on your health and what works. And then we study people that we know and wonder, why did this happen to him or her? Colin Powell is a good example of that, passing away this past week. He had complications from COVID, but he had a lot of other stuff going on too. Right? Would his death certificate say he died of COVID or Parkinson's or blood cancer? He had all kinds of things going on. Right.
Well, I wasn't there at the bedside to pronounce him. So, yeah. You know, so it's a little hard to be 100% accurate. But from the reading that I saw, the cause of death, the immediate cause of death is from COVID. And I don't know if you've ever seen a death certificate, Doug, but
I have not.
They're not the easiest things for us physicians to fill out, because there's an immediate cause of death, and then there's on the basis of, and then there's on the basis of that, on the basis of that. And there's room to put numerous things to connect the dots. So what you're talking about, the immediate cause of death, I imagine on his death certificate would have been from COVID, but it's worth explaining, because people will say, and he very proudly had stated that he got all the shots, the booster, yep. and then people begin to wonder, well, maybe they don't work. But the key is that he had One disease we know that he had, which is very important here in understanding what happened to Colin Powell, and why you may not use his experience to affect your own decision making for getting the booster or not, or even getting any of the vaccine or not, because Colin Powell had an illness. It's not really that well known, fortunately, but among physicians, we all know it, and it used to be horrible. It still is horrible, but not as horrible because
horrible as it used to be, yeah.
When I was an intern in the 1980s at Duke, this was a death sentence, multiple myeloma. Multiple myeloma, what happens is plasma cells, one of the cells in the bone marrow, are part of the immune system. They help fight infection and other diseases. Just one of the many, many cells that the bone marrow makes. Bone marrow is amazing how it just is a production of all these different kinds of cells that we need in the body. And in multiple myeloma, for reasons that are not totally fully understood, the bone marrow selectively starts making way too many of one type. And therefore, the immune system does not work as well as it should because you have the plasma cells not being made properly. And what we know is that in people who have multiple myeloma, so their immune system is not working properly, that the vaccines for COVID-19 have only been about 40% effective. So what's unique about Colin Powell, may he rest in peace, is that he had multiple myeloma, his immune system wasn't working well, so he is not going to respond like the rest of us who have normal immune systems to the vaccine. So he is going to be at high risk of getting severe COVID, even vaccinated, and probably was able to make it as long as he did because he was vaccinated and would have made it, would have ended much sooner without the vaccine. So it's for those who are immunosuppressed, people whose immune systems are not fully intact, either because of underlying disease or they've been poisoned because you have to for certain other illnesses they had. If you have an organ transplant, we have to take your immune system out somewhat so it doesn't destroy the transplanted organ. People in this subgroup, your immune systems are not normal. Even vaccinated are the ones who have the severe breakthrough from the vaccines and get COVID-19 severe and unfortunately don't make it. So don't think from Colin Powell's situation, the conclusion should not be that the vaccines are ineffective.
Right. Okay. Now, you said something there that I want to pitch off on, if I may, for a moment or two, because there was a circumstance this week where either a liver or a kidney was transferred from a pig to a person. And this is something that's there's an experiment going on because of genetics and the pigs being as close to human beings as you can get in terms of the animal kingdom. This lady who was, they put this liver into the body of a woman who's already been declared brain dead. So they took her good liver out, gave it to somebody else. I was looking at the numbers, by the way. I had no idea. There's a 2-3 year waiting period for a liver and kidney. How does anybody survive waiting 2 or 3 years if they need a kidney or a liver? How do you do that? It seemed to me the odds are really against you, right?
Well, you try to sustain the person the best you can, and that's the big dilemma that you're talking about. The supply and demand for organ transplant is so lopsided on the side of demand, and the supply is so small. So there are these techniques. What you're talking about is for the liver, where you have a pig, which is specially bred with human genes to filter the blood of someone whose liver is shut down. And this is a technique that's used, xenotransfusion, it's actually called. Mm-hmm. And it's a technique that's used because we have to be clever. We just don't have enough parts.
Yeah.
So that's why, myself included, you know, we become donors, and in the state of Florida, on your license, driver's license, you can state whether you want to be an organ donor.
Yeah.
And there's such a huge need and demand, and the supply is pitifully small.
Yeah, really is. So this is an interesting thing from your point of view as a researcher to see how this all shakes out and how it will affect all of us going forward, because if this works, there are any number of things you could do, genetically modifying, if you will, pigs or other, but mostly pigs. I remember back in the 70s, John Wayne came to Mass General because he was having a heart problem, and it was the first time any celebrity became, and I haven't forgotten this, I remember it vividly because I always liked John Wayne. He had an operation on his heart because his valve, one of the valves was not working, and they replaced the valve with the valve from a heart of a pig, and it seemed to work for a while. Yep. All right, we're on to the DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronos here from Lake Cardiology. Reach out to him if you'd like an appointment. You want to check in with him. You hear how wonderfully well he treats the issues, and you can tell how well he treats his patients. I tell you that as a bona fide patient of his. I love spending the time with him. You can reach the office at 352-735-1400. For those of you who are down in Florida listening to this program, this is an easy ride and quite a pleasant one, if I do say so. I love riding out to Montrose. Such a neat place. 352-735-1400. And if you blink, you miss it. Going down, what is that, 441, I think it is. You know, look for the turn. Bingo. Yeah. Okay. I want to spend a moment or two talking about your health and well-being from a different perspective. That is getting a good night's sleep, resting comfortably. I learned this week, because I had, Ken, my allergies tested, because I'm really reacting badly to more and more to the things in the air. And I just wanted to find some things in food allergies, too, as well. But the most interesting finding was that there in my system apparently are mites from pillows and sheets and blankets and stuff, and that's because I'm not changing the sheets. I usually do it every 10 days or so. I'd like to change them every day, but I don't have time. So, because I love jumping into fresh sheets. But the pillowcases especially are really very vulnerable to all these little bugs and mites and things. So there's a particular type of protection. You can get them from MyPillow at MyPillow.com, but there are other things. Of course, they started as the pillow company, and now all kinds of things, mattresses, mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. So my advice is go check out the product catalog at MyPillow.com, and then when you decide what you want to buy, put into, you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box there. Just put DJV in there, and you'll see how much discount you get, from 30 to 65%, in fact. So let's see what you want. Get the discounts and enjoy better sleeping. That's it. MyPillow.com. Again, the code DJV will get you some really fabulous, fabulous deals, like the BOGO deal, buy one, get one free now on the Giza Dream Sheets. All that by entering the promo DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Back with Dr. Ken, there's a lot of discussion about antibody tests, Ken, and whether they give you answers or not. Is this another one of these things from the government? The government says, do it. I mean, you can't travel in some places. I'm going to be traveling more and more in the next few months. And if I go to Hawaii, for example, which I'm supposed to do around Thanksgiving, you can't get in without having a test that says you don't have COVID. Even if you have your shots, even if you have your card, they want you to test before you go there, but the tests don't always give the answers.
Well, wait a second. Let's not make it any more confusing than it already is quite confusing.
Yes. Because
the big picture, there's antigen tests, which is the test to see if you have COVID, yeah. And then there are antibody tests to see if you have actually been exposed to COVID or your immune system has been revved up by a vaccine to fight COVID. So
can you get them at the same time? The test, both tests, can you get them at the same time?
It depends what's ordered. The antibody test is a blood test, and the common, you've had the antigen test, you know, up your nose.
Up your nose,
right?
Yeah, up your nose. Yeah.
So the antibody test right now is commonly a blood test. The antigen test is the diagnostic test to see if you have COVID, so they're done differently. And the key is that, if you're going to be traveling to Hawaii, they want you to have the antigen test to make sure you don't have active COVID, because even if you're vaccinated, you can be a carrier, you can have a breakthrough case. And they don't want you bringing infectious virus into Hawaii when you come in on your body. And the way to find that out to the best of our abilities at this moment is by doing one of the antigen tests. Okay.
And how easy is that to do? Where do you get the test?
You can go to your favorite drugstore and ask for a rapid home one, and in 15 minutes at home, you can do it yourself if they'll accept that one.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they only accept the gold standard PCR that's the one where you really know you got tested. But hopefully they'll accept the one you do yourself, the rapid test at home, because that's what's becoming everywhere. And, you know, the hope is to get them in your homes before you go to school in the morning and test everybody. And that's what you're going to start seeing everywhere.
I should go to the pharmacy and get a test kit.
$25 plus or minus. You get two. Usually they'll put two in there for about that.
Yeah. Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen. Stay tuned for questions for Dr. Ken coming up in just a few moments here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. DJV Health in the Focus with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The question comes on the different types of tests that are available now and what you have to travel. How do you, and for your own peace of mind, as much as anything else, have you got it or not? And so there are a couple of different ways to check it out. Do you want to explain, Ken, so that the average layman gets it?
Sure. Again, about the testing. You're testing for the antigen, whether you have active disease or the antibody, whether you've been exposed in the past or you've been vaccinated. And most of us have been through an antigen test to see if we have COVID. But what gets really confusing and what actually the FDA and CDC are asking the public not to do unless they're in a research test is to test your antibodies, because the hope, and I think in the next 3 to 6 months we'll have this, but the real hope would be if we could do a simple blood test and tell Doug Steffen that you're immune from COVID-19 and it doesn't matter what you do because your immune system is revved up and ready to fight, you're not going to get COVID-19. And that's our goal, that we can test your immune system and say you have enough in your immune system right now between your cell immunity, your protein immunity, all of the complexities of the immune system to fight COVID-19. And that's the goal of getting these antibody tests. And we have some of them now. We don't really know what they mean yet. And only if you're in a research study would I recommend getting one, because you just don't know yet how to interpret them, or you're a lot smarter than everybody else.
All right. So that clarifies that. Next question. Would you eat fresh onions today, now, this week?
Well, if they were unlabeled, I would definitely not. The CDC this week, Doug, urged all of us to throw away any unlabeled onions as officials investigated.
Why would you throw them away? That's outrageous. Well, bring them back to the store and get your money back.
Okay. Throw them away. Yes. salmonella. It's linked to a Mexican imported vegetables that has sickened hundreds. So that's even better. You know, the CDC did say to throw them away, but bring them back and get your money back.
Well, the thing that really is, I look at this, it's a massive outbreak, by the way. 652 people have been infected so far this past week, 37 states. And the real question here is, and I'm saying this sort of from the farmer point of view, why would we buy onions, put them in a truck, and ship them to Iowa, which is where this all started, and have them packaged in Iowa for distribution, when in fact, either Iowa or Idaho, I think it was Idaho, in fact, Idaho has fabulous soil, and onions grow very well there, so why wouldn't you just grow the onions in Idaho? And because it was the shipping and the packaging causes the problem. It's not the quality of the onion, but that's the whole thing that makes no sense to anybody who thinks it through, right?
I was hoping you would answer that for me, because I was wondering myself.
Yeah.
The CDC is urging no one to eat, sell, or serve red, white, or yellow onions imported from Mexico. But I was wondering,
Part of the problem is that the big ag industries have made it very difficult for you as the consumer to know where stuff comes from. They don't want any more than products that are made in China now. It doesn't say made in China anymore. It says made in the PC, the PRC, which is the People's Republic of China. Same thing, but most people aren't smart enough to figure that out. Oh, that's not made in China. I'll buy that. Well, the same thing is true of your food supply. If they hadn't told you these onions were from Mexico, you wouldn't know it because it doesn't say so on the packages as they're distributed. So here we go again with a lack of knowledge that is fostered on us by a big ag trying to keep you from knowing where your food comes from. And there's a reason for it, because it's cheaper to grow an onion. Can you imagine? Cheaper to grow the onions in Mexico, put them in a truck, and haul them to Idaho, and package them and sell them, than it is to grow the onions in Idaho. Does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense to me. But the bottom line here is kind of suggesting, if you want to eat onions that are fresh, if they're packaged, don't buy them, don't eat them, bring them back. If they're on the counter, you're going to a farm and you're buying them from the farmer, there's no problem. And if they're open out in the display without being in packaging, you're okay. But, you know, it really begs the question, Ken, as to why in the world are we doing things the way we do. So you gave me a little time for my bully pulpit and my farming focus, so thank you for that, because this really is your time, and I should have given it to you. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.